Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. Where I worship in thy presence, bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me. Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship in thy presence. I'll bless your name. Need you to hide me where the hands of mercy, baby. Ooh, cover me from the enemy. Hey. I need you to hide me. Hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I want you to hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Oh, my God. I need you to hide me. I'm asking you to hide me from the enemy. I need you to hide me, oh my. I need you to hide me. Oh, hide me. Even if, oh my, the enemy you hide in me. me you hide.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't care what's going on in the nation, what's going on in my home, what's going on in my family, what's going on in the buildings. I don't care. I am going to bless the Lord anyhow. And guess what? I'm going to do it on purpose. Hey, glory to God. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, truly my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I don't know about you, but I thank him today for saving me. I thank him for giving me another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Somebody don't have that testimony today, but I thank God. I thank God for being in the land of the living with the mind to praise God, with a mind to lift him up, with a mind to glorify him for his goodness, for his mercies, for his peace, for his love, for his joy. Amen. The Bible says if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. Hallelujah. I bless him for taking my mother over the airways today safely. Hallelujah. I bless him because when I woke up, I still had a sound mind. I was still able to have the activities of my limbs. Oh, I thank him this morning. I'm not in a hospital. Hallelujah. I thank him because I'm not in an insane asylum. I thank him, hallelujah, because I'm not in a homeless shelter. I thank him, hallelujah, for having a mouth and lips to praise him. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I bless him because he's been mighty good. I bless him because he's been my strong tower. I bless him because he's been a provider. I bless him because he's been a way maker. I bless him because he's been a deliverer. I bless him because he's been a healer. Hallelujah. And for that, I give him glory. For that, hallelujah, I'm asking him to hide me. Hide me, Jesus. You were listening to Bruce Parham. Hide me, hallelujah. Sometimes when we don't want to be hidden, God will hide us anyway because he know who we are. Hallelujah. He know everything there is to know about us. He know our thoughts from afar. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I have a reason. I have a reason to praise him. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you. Hallelujah. To a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries as we celebrate our second year anniversary, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week on this line, trying to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Trying to impact lives, trying to give somebody another opportunity, hallelujah, to be redeemed, another opportunity to commit their way to the Lord, another opportunity to say yes, Lord. Amen, amen. We bless him today. God has been great, and truly he is greatly to be praised. The psalmist say this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We thank God for our faithful, diligent, supportive co-worker, co-host. Amen. I say co-worker, she is. We all are co-workers, we're co-laborers with one another in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for Sister Ruby Larry, Amen. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. Amen, amen. And I tell you, I know she probably has gotten a little tired sometimes, like we all when we get in this flesh. Oh, but guess what? The Bible said when we would do good, evil is always present. Then he told us to stir up our pure mind. We got to remember, saints of God. We got to remember, people of God, what God has already done. And if he did it before, he certainly can do it again. So we thank God for Sister Ruby, amen, being so supportive and so faithful to this ministry. You know, the Bible said to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. And there's a season. Solomon said there's a time and a season and a purpose for everything. Amen. So we thank God for her on today. We thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for our supporters, those that have been with us through the inception of this broadcast, and even those that have come in the last hour. I'm reminded of the man of God in the Bible where he hired some servants to come. Amen. And some came in the first hour, and some came in the ninth hour. Hallelujah. And those that came in the first hour, they became angry with the man of God, with the man of the house, I'll say, with the king, amen, that said, I'm going to give the same wage to the wage that I gave to the ones that came in the first hour. I'm going to give that same wage to those that came in the ninth hour. Amen. And that was his good. That was his money. Amen. Whatever he chose to do with it, he had a right to do it. Amen. And that's why the Bible tells us that the first is going to be last and the last going to be first. So whether you come in the first hour or the last hour, you're still in God's royal family. Amen. And if you're not in this royal family, I beseech you, brethren, today to get in this body. Start fulfilling the need. Start fulfilling the will of God in your life. I tell you, you will be happy, you will be joyful, and you will be complete. Amen. Because God is a rewarder. He said, I'm a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We're celebrating this second year anniversary, and I have joy in my heart. I'm just as excited today as I was 2 years ago when I went on this Blog Talk Radio, and it offered us 30 days of free trial membership. Amen. And we only had 30 minutes. And then we would flow over to the recording broadcast, and you'd have another 30 minutes. Amen. And God have expanded there where we're on 2 hours live. Amen. So you can tune into the internet. You can go back into the archives, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety. Amen. And we're just so excited about our YouTube channel. Amen. And we have some of the messages from the Praise-a-thon. They're already up on Twitter. They're already up on YouTube. Amen. So if you were one of those speakers, you can access that information, and you can access those recordings. Amen. And we certainly thank God for the man of God that's going to be bringing the word of life to us today, and that's none other than Liberal Democrat of Los Angeles, California. Amen, amen. And this man of God has been tremendous in helping us in getting these messages condensed and putting them on the YouTube channel and iTunes and all the other modern technology that we have available to us today. Amen. Even this tool, it wasn't available, you know, when I got saved. Amen, amen. You didn't see many of us on television or on radio. Amen. But God said this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, every man, every woman, every boy and girl, because there will be no man that will be able to stand before God and accuse him of being unrighteous and accuse him of being an unjust God. Amen, amen. So we just thank God for that on today. We're going to ask Sister Ruby who's on the line, and we can have someone open up with the word of prayer, and then the next voice you'll hear will be our speaker for today, and our subject this week is the name of this segment, A Time of Reflection. We're reflecting on God's goodness, reflecting on his mercies. We're reflecting on where he's brought us from. We're reflecting on where we expect to go in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, this is a great day, a great day, a great day. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Prophetess Darlene Davis and Sister T and Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to ask Sister T if she don't mind to open up with the word of prayer for us on the day. Sister T has been with us since we initiated this radio broadcast by the help of the good Lord. She's been with us, and we know this has been a trying time in our life, but we're still praying for her. Amen. The Bible says you overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb, Sister T. So you're still in this race. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Sister T.
Thank you, Evangelist. I love you guys so much, and I'm going to come with a word of prayer. Father God, we just honor you and give you praise and glory because you are a worthy God. Father, we ask you to just continue to bless us, continue to cover us, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to bring the word today, Father. Use your best, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask you to cover every family member, every person, Father, on this line and away from this line, Father. Father God, we just ask you to use this vessel for your glory, so be edifying to your people, Father. We just thank you in advance for all that you do for us, Father. We thank you for the breath of life that you give to us on a daily basis. Continue to cover our family's health, their strength, their finances, Father God. And Father, we just want to be careful to always give you the victory and the glory that you deserve. Father, we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do today on this broadcast, Father God. Let some soul be saved, Father God. Let somebody be led to you, Lord Jesus, Father God. Father God, we just thank you in advance for all that you do. We ask you to continue to cover the host of Evangelist Bernard, continue to cover Sister Ruby and all the family of the New Destiny Ministries, Father God. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth to bring us peace on today. We ask you to cover the liberal Democrats today as he speaks this word, Father, but let them be edifying to the body of Christ. We ask yes. these things in Jesus' holy and divine name. Amen.
Amen, amen. It's in your hands, man of God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank you, praise God, amen to God, for opportunity, amen, to say something on behalf of the Lord. Amen. 2 years. Amen. Amen. This broadcast has been going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen. Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Amen. Sister Ruby Larry, God bless you. Amen. For being steadfast, unmovable, amen, always abiding in the word, amen. This broadcast is going to help somebody. This broadcast, amen, of God, is going to give birth, amen, to some gifts, amen. We decree and declare that, amen, of God, that when people call into this broadcast, amen, hallelujah, whatever they got in them is going to get stirred up, amen, praise the Lord. And we've been seeing that, and I've been witnessing it since I've been calling in, amen, whatever inside of you, amen, when you get around anointed people of God, hallelujah, the Bible says, amen, to God, that the anointing, amen, because of the anointing, hallelujah, not because of us, but because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. So every time you call into a line or get around some anointed people, hallelujah, amen to God. No matter how you are feeling, amen to God, if you get around some praying people, amen, whatever inside of you is going to get stirred up. Hallelujah. Amen. When I called into this line, amen, praise the Lord, I was listening, amen to God, and I was just channel surfing on Blog Talk. I said, Lord, amen, hallelujah, amen, I'm feeling churchy. Amen to God. And I said, so let me check and see some church things on Blog Talk and what's going on. And then I heard preaching and whatnot, and I heard some familiar songs. And I heard the thing, but the thing, not that what I've heard, but what I felt. Amen to God. I felt the anointing when I called in this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And for various circumstances and things that I've been through. Amen, amen, amen. I stopped preaching and I stopped teaching and I stopped doing so many things. But when I turned on the broadcast, something began to stir up inside of me. Hallelujah, amen to God. And I said, Lord, I don't want to feel this, amen to God, hallelujah, because of church hurt or because of whatever. But when I got around anointed people, regardless of how I felt, the Bible says because of the anointing, hallelujah, the yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. So no matter how you feel before you call in, just call in. Hallelujah. No matter how you feel, amen to God, before you go to church, just go to church. Because when you get around the anointing, hallelujah, not because of how you feel, because you can feel down and you can feel depressed and you can feel oppressed, but the Bible says because of the anointing, hallelujah, the yoke is destroyed. And amen. So when I called in, amen, something began to stir up in me, and they've been doing this thing for 2 years. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So I understand, amen to God, that, amen, amen, our prophet Michael Lewis has been going through some stuff within these 2 years. I understand that, amen to God, that the overseer, amen to God, evangelist, amen, Adrian Bernard has been going through some stuff in these 2 years. I understand, amen to God, that the armor bearer that holds up the line and whatnot, Sister Ruby Larry been going through some stuff over these 2 years. But amen to God, I also understand that the Bible says because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. So in spite of what happens, if in them 2 years, I always give that the teabag experience. I can understand in those 2 years, some deaths have went on in them 2 years. In them 2 years, I understand that some sicknesses have went on in them 2 years. And I also can imagine in those 2 years that many have came on the line and many had left within them 2 years. But amen to God, we talked about, amen to God, in praise upon the word remnant. And the word remnant simply means something that remains or something that's left over. And amen to God, since they've been going through this 2 year anniversary, I understand that there are some remnants on this telephone line, names that I don't even know. Hallelujah. In other words, people who have called in this line since the inception, many have gone on, but many have remained remnants. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many have suffered and left, and many have stayed and said hallelujah anyhow. And many of us, when we get into the church, we are told that you're never going to go through anything. Amen. When you get saved, all your problems going to be over. When you come to church, it's going to be over. But then when you get in the church and you answer your calling, all of a sudden you're getting checks, amen to God, like from Bank of America, amen, saying that, amen to God, the check, amen to God, that you got, amen to God, you don't have enough to cover, and all of a sudden you're getting reality checks in the mail. Amen. Every time you open your mail, it's a reality check. Guess what? You got to suffer. Guess what? Somebody leaving the church. Guess what? You got to suffer. Amen. Somebody talking about you. Another reality check came in the mail. Amen. God, not only one or two people on the line, another reality check has came in the mail. And many that I'm talking to on this line right now that are remnants, that hung on, you got a lot of reality checks, amen, spiritually in your life right now. When you thought it was going to be one way, but then all of a sudden, a reality check came in the mail. And you said, Lord, I'm going to have to go through something. But a remnant means I remain. So in spite of this 2-year experience, hallelujah, amen to God, I got a leftover. And I talk about leftovers a lot because a lot of times people, amen to God, they disregard leftovers. They leave them in the refrigerator and they let them spoil. But amen to God, we thank and praise God for those on this line that are leftovers. Because amen to God, a leftover, amen, can feed people. And you, amen, everybody else that was on this line that is not on here today, they are not leftovers because they finished what they were supposed to do. But if you are still on this broadcast and you are still calling in, you are a leftover and you are in that refrigerator because it's necessary for you to feed somebody. Amen, somebody. If you've been calling in this line for 2 years, you are a leftover, and that means a gift is stirring up in you while you are listening to this call right this second because you're about to feed somebody. So I want you, if you are listening to this line, and if you are a leftover, and if you've been calling in for a while, I want you to say, I'm a leftover, and I'm about to feed somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 somebody. I'm a leftover, amen, because 2 years, somebody said, I've been calling into this broadcast. Somebody else, I've been calling in this broadcast for a year. Somebody else, I've been calling in this broadcast for a month. And many have called and stopped calling. But you stayed because you were leftover. And leftovers need to be eaten because you're going to feed somebody. Hallelujah. It's no coincidence that you calling into this line and you keep calling into this line. Amen to God. The reason that you keep coming back, amen to God, because God is stirring up something inside of you. Amen to God. Because it's not just about you. Amen to God. God said, I want to feed somebody. But to feed them, you're going to be my mouthpiece. Amen. To feed them, you're going to be my hands. Hallelujah. To feed them, you're going to be my feet. Hallelujah. So amen to God, because of the anointing, amen, no matter what you're going through in your life right now, you are a remnant for a reason. Somebody said, I've been calling in for a couple of weeks. I've been calling in for a couple of months. Amen, but I kept calling because God is stirring something up in you even as we're speaking right now. Somebody just got that revelation. I'm a leftover. I'm about to feed some folk. I might be about to feed some folk in my own house. I might be about to feed some folk in my city. I might be about to feed some folk on my prayer line. But wherever you at, the reason you are called into this line and that you have stayed while everybody else left, because, amen, you have been commissioned, amen, to be a leftover. You have been commissioned to be a remnant. You have been commissioned to say, I got some food for somebody. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. For this broadcast. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a time of reflection. Amen, amen, amen. If I can get somebody to help me read tonight, amen, because, amen, this is the anniversary, amen, so I want to involve you in it. Philippians chapter 3, amen, and amen to God. Verse number 13, very familiar scripture. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Philippians 13 and 14, amen. Those two verses, Philippians 3, amen, 13 and 14, amen, hallelujah. And this is important because, amen, this is 2 years later. Hallelujah. And the reason the scripture is important because, amen to God, Paul was telling us some things that after he went through some stuff, amen to God, so regardless of, amen, who you are, what your title is, we understand that we're not going to be able to go around things a lot. We're not going to be able to pray ourselves out of stuff a lot, but we're going to have to eventually go through something.
Mm.
Amen? So when I go through, amen, amen, and Paul said amen to God, amen, and I want us to read that, amen. Woman of God, if you can find that scripture, amen, Philippians chapter 3, and I want us to read 13 and verse number 14, if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're talking about this is 2 years later, somebody. Amen. And we got some leftovers on this phone. So I'm disrespecting you by calling you a leftover. I'm saying that you are going to feed somebody. I'm saying the reason that you will remain behind is because, amen to God, you have a job to do. Hallelujah. Okay. The reason that you left behind, amen to God, amen, something inside of you, I don't know what your gift is. I don't know if it's word of knowledge. I don't know, amen to God, if it's a dreamer. I don't know if it's prophecy. I don't know if it's preaching. I don't know if it's a gift of helps. But, amen to God, because you remained, you were left over, you're going to feed some people. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 3. Book of Philippians, those of you that got Bible Gateway that's listening online, BibleGateway.com, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Those of you got your Bibles, amen, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 and verse 14. Amen. Go ahead.
This is Ruby.
Praise the Lord. I thought brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching into those things which are before. Verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Now, the woman of God said, I press. Now, when you look at the word press, that means you are putting pressure on something. In other words, you ain't supposed to be just getting beat up by the adversary and staying still. Now, our body gives us, amen, examples of how we are supposed to act. Our body produces something called the adrenal medulla. And in the adrenal medulla, when we get scared, amen, it releases a hormone called epinephrine. Now, this epinephrine, it increases when you are scared. It increases your heart rate, your pulse, your blood pressure, and it produces sugar inside of your body to give you energy to run or to fight. Now, this is something primal here. This is what happens when you get scared and frightened as a protection. Your body produces a hormone that makes your heart start speeding up, that makes your pulse start speeding up, and produces sugar to give you energy. So when all of this is going on, when you are scared, what that means, your body is telling you, whatever you do, you are not supposed to be standing still because your heart is running, your blood pressure is running, your pulse is running, amen to God, and your blood pressure, the blood is producing sugar to make you run. So if you are standing still and not fighting, you're going against nature. And if you stand still, the body produces too much of that hormone, and you can die from this adrenal medulla because you stood still. And many of the saints of God who is listening to this broadcast, amen, that example God gave us in our body, amen to God, when you're going through something, you're not supposed to stay still. When you're going through something, you're supposed to keep moving. Somebody said keep moving. Hallelujah. Somebody said keep moving. Hallelujah. Amen. So 2 years, amen, they've been calling into this line. Amen to God. And I can imagine in them 2 years, amen to God, they tell me that the overseer's sister, amen to God, amen, is in prison. They tell me that the overseer daughter, amen to God, was going through some things and got murdered. They tell me that the overseer's son is in prison. They tell me, amen to God, that the honor bearer lost her daughter. Hallelujah. Amen. They tell me that the other, the prophet Michael Lewis, he lost mothers and sisters. Amen to God. But when you're going through this stuff, the Bible says, keep moving. Amen. He said, amen, I press toward the mark of the high calling. So if my body tells me, amen to God, when something happens to me, if my heart is stuck, pumping faster, if the blood start pumping faster, amen to God, if my blood pressure go up, if the sugar is creating stuff to make me run, that means I'm supposed to keep moving. Hallelujah. Amen to God. When stuff happens to us, amen, God does not want us to stay still. Amen to God. Because if you stay still, amen to God, like the woman of God preached a while ago, why sit we here till we die about them four lepers? If you stay where you're at and don't move, they tell me, amen to God, that you die. They tell me that if you don't exercise and you stay in your house and you don't walk, if you stay in your house and you be on the couch watching TV, if you don't exercise, you get all that weight on you. And they tell me that if you got all that weight on you, you'll get hypertension and you get sugar diabetes. And the next thing you know, you're out of here. Wow. Amen. Some of us, amen, is going through right now because we have been standing still instead of moving. And when you stand still, you get all that weight on you. Amen. And I don't know what your Bible says, but my Bible says lay aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset us. Hallelujah. In other words, the Romans, amen, the Roman soldiers, when they used to go to battle, when it was in parade, they wore this beautiful long belt that went down to their feet. Amen to God. And it would look beautiful when you're marching. It's pretty when you're marching. But when they go to war, the Bible told me they picked it up and yanked it to the side and tied it to the side. Amen to God. They move it out the way. Amen to God. Amen. Gird up your loins in truth, the Bible says. That's how they girded up themselves. Amen. It's all when you're getting pretty, it's all right to do that. But every now and then, you got to move stuff out the way so you can run. Somebody say, keep moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So amen to God, that God is saying tonight, I gave you an example in your body. When stuff happens to you and catches you off guard, I'm going to speed up your blood pressure. I'm going to speed up your heart. I'm going to speed up your pulse. I'm going to create the sugar in your body to make energy for you to move. So if I gave you that in your natural body, oh, bless his name. In your spiritual body, when the adversary begins to attack you, amen to God, I'm praying. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on pressing. Amen to God. It's been 2 years. So when you're under attack, amen to God, and your body is under attack, I keep moving. Because I told you like that example, if you are just sitting on the couch, I'm talking to somebody. If you are not moving physically, you're gaining a lot of weight. You're just sitting there and you're not exercising, you gained in a lot of weight. Spiritually, if you are not busy and doing what the Lord wants you to do, you are gaining a lot of weight. You are going through a lot of pressure right now because you ain't moving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants somebody that's listening to this call to say, Lord, I'm going to start moving because I'm a leftover. I've been calling into this line for a year. I've been calling in this line for 2 years. I've been calling in this line for 2 weeks. Amen to God, and amen. Many other people that called before me, they don't call no more, God. So I'm a leftover. And the reason that I'm a leftover, somebody is out there hungry, and the food that they need is going to come out of my mouth. The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. So, amen to God, you holding somebody food. Hallelujah. And you can't get it to them unless you're moving. Somebody say, keep moving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They tell me in the Bible that, amen to God, when David went through his situation, amen, and when he was in his situation. Amen. The Bible tells me that David, amen, of God, had plenty of reasons to give up. They tell me that David, amen, of God, he lost one of his children because he got caught out. How many of us got caught out and lost something? Hallelujah. But David kept moving. Hallelujah. So he begged God. He said, Lord, amen, let him live. Amen. It's not the child's fault. Let him live. God took the child anyway, and David kept moving. And then, amen, David got in trouble, amen, because somebody got jealous of him, and the king was trying to kill him. And David was hid. 85 preachers was murdered hiding King David and before he became king. And now David was walking around with survivor's guilt. 85 people got murdered because of me. And then David, amen of God, was in the cave and whatnot, and people still found him. And when they found him, amen of God, he said, amen, all right, we might not be working for the king no more, amen of God, but we still fighting for the children of Israel. So when they followed him and he was still fighting for the Lord, I told you the other week, they suffered a home invasion. And so David was feeling guilty now. He said, everybody that's around me is suffering now. He said, amen to God, 85 preachers are dead now because they tried to protect me from an assassination. He said that, amen to God, my baby is dead now because I conceived them, amen to God, in a way that was not pleasing to the Lord. Amen to God. He began to say, amen to God, now our wives and our children have been kidnapped. Amen. Because these men were following me. And the Bible says that David could have gave up. Amen. But the Bible said that David cried until he could cry no more. And I want to give you permission to cry. Amen to God. Because, amen to God, it's necessary for that release. But after you finish crying, the Bible says that David got up and kept moving. And he asked everybody around him, shall we pursue? And I'm asking, amen to God, amen to overseer on this line. And I'm asking Sister Ruby on this line and probably Michael Lewis on this line. After all that you've been through, and act like David when David was going through, I'm asking you a question, amen, after you cried, because I want you to give yourself permission to cry. I want you to give yourself permission to mourn. I want you to give yourself permission to feel it and experience it. But like David, after he saw that the women were gone and the children were gone and whatnot, and all their lively possessions were gone, after the Bible said he cried until he could cry no more, then he got up. I'm saying, amen, cry, but then get up. And then ask yourself a question. Shall we pursue? Hallelujah, amen. You've been going through for 2 years. Amen. You've been on this line for 2 years. Amen. Stuff been taken away from you for 2 years. Hallelujah. Some of those cases, they've been taken for 20 years. Hallelujah, in some cases, 5 years. Hallelujah, in some cases, like, amen, the prophet Michael Lewis, amen, this year. Yeah. But I'm asking you a question today, in spite of what you lost, shall we pursue? Somebody say, keep moving. Hallelujah, in spite of what you've been going through, in spite of what you have lost, in spite of, the Bible says that David cried until he could cry no more, and then he asked the question, shall we pursue? And then he said something to the people that a lot of people didn't understand. This is where you get that. This is where the psalm came from. This is when David looked at them. The people looked at them, and they got stones in their hands. Amen. Because they're mad at David. If we had not listened to you, David, our wives would not have been kidnapped because we would have been here. If we would not have listened to you, David, we would have still had our money and our possessions. And they had rocks in their hand about to assassinate David. But instead of being scared when he seen those people who want to kill him, amen, I'm saying the same thing to you. Don't be scared when you see stuff that's here. In other words, you say to yourself, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Instead of running, David starts screaming in the crowd, magnify the Lord with me. In other words, make God bigger than this moment. And everybody that was looking at David began to look at him and marvel, this man is not scared. Amen. The women are gone. The children have been kidnapped. Amen. God, our money is gone. And amen, we standing here with rocks in our hand about to stone this man. And instead of crying anymore, the Bible said David cried till he could cry no more. Then he got up and asked the question, shall we pursue? And the men were about to stone him, and he said, magnify the Lord with me. In other words, make God big. And I can understand, I can begin to imagine in the crowd, one by one, something is different about this man. He got a vision. Something is different about this woman of God. She got a vision. She just lost, amen of God, amen of God, a lot of stuff. And she's still saying, magnify the Lord with me. She had plenty of excuses to give up. But she said, magnify the Lord with me. Somebody on this line, you have listened to this call. You have lost a lot like David had lost. But David looked in those people who had rocks in their hand about to throw rocks at him, about to throw stones at him. And he said to them, shall we pursue? And they began to one by one look and say, what does David see? And you can imagine in the crowd the voices. What do he see? Hallelujah, amen to God. He ain't running. What do he see? Hallelujah, amen to God. He just stood up and said, magnify the Lord with me. So the men begin to one by one drop their rocks. And he said, shall we pursue? Amen. And they looked in his eyes and said, this man must see something because he done lost a lot of stuff like we lost stuff. Amen. They took his wife, too. They took his children, too. They took his money, too. Amen. So one by one, they begin to drop their rocks. Amen. And magnify the Lord. And I'm asking everybody on this line to begin to drop your rocks. Hallelujah. You was about to give up. Amen to God. You were about to stone. The Bible said this stuff ain't working. You were about to stone the prayers. Say these prayers ain't working. But I'm asking you, after you have cried until you could cry no more, shall we pursue? Amen. And when they began to pursue, hallelujah, when they put the rocks down, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. In other words, they started moving. Hallelujah. In other words, they had all those excuses where they could have just, amen, and God kept the rocks and stoned the man of God, and it would have been over, and they wouldn't have got none of their stuff back. But instead of stoning the man of God, he asked the question, amen, I know you lost a lot of stuff, and you ain't got no reason in the world to follow me, because I'm the reason you lost all your stuff, but magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, make God bigger than this moment. Hallelujah, make God bigger than this day. Make God bigger than this funeral. Make God bigger than this, amen, doctor's, amen, diagnosis. Make God bigger, amen, to God, than this bill that's in the mail. Shall we pursue? Somebody say, keep moving. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Sister Larry said, I press towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. So in other words, amen to God, hallelujah. And every person is looking at her now. They said, you done lost this and lost that. They're looking at her overseer. You wonder why they all lost something. You wonder why God brought these three people together. Hallelujah. And you wonder why they all seem to have lost something. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells me that Moses was up in the mountain. Amen. And amen to God, when God turned his back on Moses, amen, the Bible says that the Shekinah glory fell on Moses. Hallelujah. They tell me that the light, his face began to shine so bright, he needed a hood to put over his head. And I'm telling, amen to God, these people that started this broadcast, that it might seem like God has turned his back on you. But amen, when you look back at that Bible story and you read how Moses, when he went up to the mountain and when God turned his back, amen, to God on Moses. Amen. That means Moses couldn't see what God was up to. Amen, to God. And amen. And when God turned his back on Moses, hallelujah, amen, Moses started getting blessed. The Bible says that the Shekinah glory came on him, and he came back down from the mountain, and people began to look at Moses and said, you've been up there a long time. Hallelujah, amen. We thought you was dead, amen, to God. Hallelujah. But you come back. And you're glowing. Amen to God. You come back from experience. Amen to God. It looked like God has turned his back on you, but you're glowing. You're still, amen to God. Somebody said, I'm still moving. Hallelujah. So all of a sudden, 2 years later, praise the Lord. Amen. When these three people, amen, amen, Prophet Michael Lewis, amen, Sister Larry, amen, Evangelist Agent Bernard, when they all begin to lose something, the Bible says that David, amen, asked the question, shall we pursue? Amen. And all of them began to go up there, amen to God, amen, and look for how can we get our stuff back. Amen to God. And all three of these people, these men and women of God, amen, began to wonder, Lord, how can I get my joy back? Lord, how can I get my, amen, that I got my thing back to go for you? The Bible tells me that when they begin to look for this stuff, a young man was left behind, amen to God, and he told them where they can find all their stuff. Amen, I begin to see now why I came on this line. Amen, I was that person that David saw on the way to get his stuff back. Amen, I'm that person that, amen, the man and woman of God see on their journey to get their stuff back. They say, amen, amen, where is our stuff? Who got our stuff? And then the person who was left behind, I believe we call that word a remnant. Hallelujah, the one that's left behind. Amen to God. And he said to them, I can show you where your stuff is at. I can show you where everything that's been taken from you, where you can get it back. And the Bible tell me that they followed this man, and he showed them, and they began to look over the mountaintop, and they saw all their wives. They saw, amen, the children, and they saw all their possessions. Everything that they lost, they saw it, amen, to God, because of the remnant. Amen. And I'm telling somebody today, if you're listening to this broadcast, hallelujah, whether you listen to it tomorrow, amen, a leftover, amen, can keep you through the week. A leftover can keep you in 2 years. A leftover can take you 2 more years. Hallelujah. But amen, you got to keep moving. Hallelujah. David could have gave up when they held the rocks in their hand. They could have just gave on up and said, I'm scared. Many of you are scared right now because, amen, you might not got person holding rocks at you, but amen, you got a bill looking at you. Amen, you are in the congregation and many of your members have left. Amen, you're in the congregation and those that started with you are not there anymore. You find yourself scared. But amen, David looked at those people and said, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, I'm talking to somebody today. Amen, if you keep moving, you're going to get your stuff back. If you keep moving, you're going to get your joy. If you keep moving, oh, come on, somebody need to start walking right now. If you're listening to this, amen, and you have gave up, you have stopped fasting, you have stopped reading the word, you have stopped, amen, getting vision. But amen, if you keep moving, hallelujah, your body tells you, amen, when something goes on, your heart rate speeds up, your pulse speeds up, your blood speeds up, your body starts producing sugar in your body for you to move. God wants somebody to keep moving. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. God is giving somebody a rainbow word right now. Amen, amen. I know it's been 2 years, but I'm a leftover, and I can't feed folk if I'm not moving. I can't feed folk if I'm not in that word. So just like David, it's time to get your stuff back. Amen to God, because you got work to do. Hallelujah. It's time to start feeding people. I'm not just talking to, amen, those that started the line. I'm talking to the remnants. I'm talking to those of y'all that have been hanging on these calls. I'm talking to those of you that have been calling in and calling in. Amen. It's the reason that you've been calling in. Because, amen, that somebody is going to get fed from you. Somebody is going to get healed because of something that come out of your mouth. Somebody is going to come back to the church because of something that come out of your mouth. Amen. But I press to the mark. Amen. Sister Lara said, I'm pressing. I can understand that the stuff that she's going through. Amen. That means that she's putting pressure. The Bible tells me when you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And the word wrestle means pressure. Somebody's been putting pressure on you. But amen, it's time to put pressure back on the thing that's putting pressure on you. The Bible says, hallelujah, forgetting the things that are behind me. This one thing I do, if I don't do nothing else, I'm gonna keep moving. If I don't do nothing else, I'm gonna keep pressing. Even if God don't do it, I will not take down. I know my God is able. Hallelujah. I know the fire is turned up right now. I know, amen, like, amen, the Nebuchadnezzar, they said they turned the fire up with the Hebrew boys. Amen. And God left them in the fire. He didn't pull them right out. Amen. And it seemed like, amen, for 2 years, it seemed like you've been in the fire. Hallelujah. Lord, I've been telling people about the word of God. I've been moving. Hallelujah. And it seems like I'm in the fire. But amen to God. Hallelujah. God said, I'm not going to pull you right out because a tea bag needs to sit in that water for a little while. Amen. To get the water stronger. Something got to come out of you. If I'm a remnant, amen to God, that means I'm a leftover. If I've been calling in this line, I'm a leftover. Something inside of me is going to feed somebody. Something inside of me is going to help somebody. So the tea bag got to stay in the water for a little while. But then, amen, when you're in the water and you find out that you got stronger than you think, Lord, I could have left. But amen, I stayed. I kept moving. And now that I'm a remnant, now I know who I am, God. Hallelujah. I got to feed somebody. Amen. A leftover got a job. Amen to God. You got a job. Amen to God. You've been in that refrigerator because, amen to God, somebody's going to open up that door one of these old days, and you're going to have to feed them. Hallelujah. When somebody open up that freezer, you're going to have to feed them. They're going to thaw you out. Amen to God, a leftover, something that you done been through in your life. That's why you're going through this stuff, because it's going to be thawed out. Amen. You might not got to use it today, but it's going to come a time in your life because of stuff that you personally gone through. Somebody going to open up that refrigerator, and they're going to need to eat, and you're going to need to feed them and say, amen to God, I'm not just identifying with you because I understand. I've been through the same thing that you've been through. Hallelujah. So when they open up that refrigerator, amen, and they see a remnant in there, and they see a leftover, they're going to be able to eat off of something that you went through 2 years ago. Oh, come on, somebody. They're going to be able to eat over something that you went through, amen, months ago. They're going to be able to eat over something you went through 20 years ago. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Because you are remnant. Amen to God. And you in that refrigerator. Amen to God. And you've been thawing out. And as you thawed out, they said, Lord, look how long I had this. And it's still good. Amen. How many times you went in the refrigerator, you had something in there a long time. Amen. And you, I know it's got to be bad now. I know it got to be rotten now. But amen to God, you didn't put it in a plastic Ziploc. You put it in one of them peach jars, the mayonnaise jars. Amen to God. And when you unscrewed it, you said it's still good. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shook themselves. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And then they got to you, amen to God, and said, you mean to tell me that you've been through this? And how come you ain't sad like me? How come you're not depressed like me? And then you begin to look at them and you say, that's because I don't look like what I've been through. I told you about that statue, amen of God, in Rome. Amen. In 1975, amen of God, this crazy man ran into the museum, amen, saying Jesus told him to break up the statue, and he started with the hammer busting on the face of the statue. It was the statue of the Madonna holding the dead body of Jesus. And he began to bang on that face and destroy the statue and whatnot. And by the time the guards got to him, the statue was, the face was broken up. The body had scrapes on it. It was tore up. Amen. And had all these marks all on it. And the curator gave up and he said, amen, we're going to have to just get rid of this, amen, display because it's too tore up. Got too many scars on it. It been ripped up. It been beat up. But then came some sculptors. And they came in and said, we can make it look like this never happened before. We can make it look like nobody ever came in here and went crazy on that statue. Y'all can go Google that, amen to God, and find out the story. And amen to God, amen. So when these sculptors came in there and they began to, amen, fix the statue, the Madonna holding, amen, the dead body of Jesus, by the time they finished with it, it looked better than when they first had it. Amen. In other words, when you go through something, amen, you're going to look better than you was when you came, when you went in. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I talked about, amen to God, Naaman. He went in a dirty water, but he came up clean. Now, where they do that at? Hallelujah. Where can you go through some dirt and come up clean? I told y'all about the dung. Where can you go through and get dung thrown all on you, amen to God, and you still be blessed? Like I said, that farmer, amen, you guys, he said, yeah, I'm growing, I want to grow my corn, I want to grow my cabbage, I want to grow this. So he get his seeds, right? Amen to God. He get his, amen, water from the sun. He get the sun, he get the water. Amen, but he's still looking for the dung. So those of you that have been going through stuff, it's necessary to go through the dung if you're going to grow. It's necessary. Hallelujah. If you don't have the dung, you ain't going to grow. So you keep moving. So when the dung is thrown on you and you're going through, you keep moving. Amen. Like Sister Larry said, I press. This one thing I do, I press. Amen. Because I realize now that when the dung gets thrown at me, just like that plant, it's helping it to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah for this two-year anniversary, a time of reflection. A time of reflection. The Bible tells me, amen, when the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt, amen to God, they went to all the women and they said, amen, I need your looking glasses, please. That means they're mirrors. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells me they took all the women's mirrors, their looking glasses, and they crushed them up, amen, and they made some furniture in the sanctuary, in, amen, the tabernacle. They called it a brazen laver. For the high priest, amen, he could see himself when he washed his hands, when he filled it up with water, amen, because he used the brazen looking glass from the women. And I'm telling you, amen, to God, that God is going to use something that you've been through. He's going to crush it up. Amen, like the high priest crushed up those looking glasses from those women when they came out of Egypt. Amen, when you come out the other side of this situation, amen, you're going to come out with some stuff. Amen, but God is going to use that stuff that you went through. Amen, to God, like the women gave their glasses, their looking glass to the high priest. I can imagine him melting all that gold and melting all their bracelets and melting all their earrings and melting all their looking glasses and creating something beautiful out of it. Everything that you've been through, God is going to melt it down spiritually. Amen to God. Everything that you came out with, God is going to melt it down spiritually. Amen to God. And you're going to be able to use that in the church. That's going to be your testimony. Amen. Like those women coming out of Egypt, walking, amen to God, over that desert, walking through that Red Sea. Amen to God. And when they got to the other side, amen to God, he said, Lord, you done took everything from me. Now what? God said, now that you done left Egypt, now that you done went through the Red Sea, now that you done went through the wilderness, amen, I want you to use that stuff. I need it in the church. Come on, somebody said, I need it, and I need what you went through in the church. Hallelujah. So the women gave their looking glass to the man of God, and he took their looking glasses, and he melted it. He took their earrings from Egypt, and he melted it. He took their bracelets from Egypt, and he melted it, and he made something in the church. Hallelujah. Something that you're going through, that pain, that hurt, that disappointment, I need you to bring it in the church. Hallelujah. Because it's going to help somebody in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells me that the high priest, amen, was the one that looked at his face when he made that brazen laver out of the stuff that the women gave him. He could see his face when he washed his hands inside of the water. In other words, it helped the man of God. Hallelujah. You want to help the people in the church, the stuff that you've been through on the outside, bring it in the church. The Bible said, amen to God, they overcame because of what? Come on, somebody. They said they overcame because they testimony. Hallelujah. The stuff that you've been going through, amen to God, bring it in the church. Hallelujah. And leave it there. And the Bible says, I don't care how you is right now. You might say, Lord, I don't want to go back to church until I get right. I don't want to go back to church until, amen to God, I got clothes. I don't want to go back to the church until this happened, until my life get right. But the Bible said, you ain't the one going to fix you. He said, just bring it in the church. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I don't care what you got. He said, give me the earrings. Give me the looking glass. Give me that. I'm going to take something, I'm going to make something different out of it. Hallelujah, amen to God. Your experience that you went through in the world, he said, amen, you keep going through. Give it to me. Come in the church. I'm going to make something different out of it. Amen, you come in this church. I don't care if you went through hurt. I don't know if you went through pain. I don't care if you went through disappointment. Just bring it in the church. Hallelujah, and watch me make something different out of it. So, amen to God, they brought it in the church. They began to melt that stuff. And melt. How you melt it? Amen, you at the altar, and you melting that stuff. Amen, all of a sudden, your pain becomes your testimony. Hallelujah, your victim mentality becomes to be a victorious mentality. All of a sudden, all because I did like the children of Israel did when they left Egypt. Amen, amen, they took their looking glass from the women. And they men and their earrings and the bracelets. And they brought it in the church. And they made something different. God wants to make something different out of your experience. But you're going to have to keep moving. You're going to have to keep moving. God's going to use everything you've been through in these 2 years, woman of God. Amen. Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen. Evangelist. Hallelujah. Agent Bernard. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister. Amen. Ruby Larry. God is going to take every experience that y'all been through, every experience that you went through. He said, bring it in the church. Amen. Amen. And watch me make something different.
God.
To watch me, amen, just give it to me and watch me do something different with it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody on this line right now. Amen to God. If you, amen to God, been through something, amen, I don't care what it is, and you keep moving, just bring it to the church. Amen. The song said, amen to God, just leave it there. Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Hallelujah. I don't care. You can't fix it by yourself. You've been trying to fix it by yourself. The Bible calls those strongholds. You've been keeping stuff inside. You've been having secrets. You've been having depression. You've been having pain. And you've been keeping it to yourself. The Bible says, amen, use that example that the women did when they left Egypt. They gave the earrings and the looking glass and the bracelets to the man of God. And he melted it down and he made something different out of it. The brazen lather. And he brought it in the church. Let God make something different out of your experience. Hallelujah. A time of reflection. Look back at what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Look at what you've been through. Hallelujah. And bring it to the church. Keep moving. Amen. If your heartbeat is moving, if your pulse is moving, if your blood pressure is moving, if your sugar is creating something in your body and telling you to move, why are you standing still? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody should be running. Says, you should be running right now, bringing something to the church. You should be bringing it to God right now. Lord, I ain't going to carry it no more. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I'm not running no more. Hallelujah. I'm bringing it to the church. Hallelujah. I'm bringing it, amen, to somebody. I'm not holding this secret no more. I'm not holding this pain no more. I'm not holding this stuff no more. I'm going to bring it to the people of God that they can help me make something different out of it. Hallelujah. Go and run on and see what the end is going to be. I want to live so God can use me anywhere. Hallelujah. Anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere. And anytime. I'm going to talk so God can use me anywhere.
Anywhere.
And anytime, come on somebody, I'm going to talk so, hallelujah, God can use me anywhere, anytime, I'm going to walk so, God can use me anywhere, come on somebody, and anytime, I'm going to walk so, hallelujah, God can use me anywhere. Anytime I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere. Hallelujah. Anytime I'm gonna live so, come on somebody, God can use me, yeah, anywhere. Hallelujah. And anytime, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. I'm going through. I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world decide to do. I made up my mind, and I ain't going to turn around. I'm walking with my Jesus. Hallelujah. And I got to go through. God bless you. Amen. To have a smile upon you. We hope we said something. Amen. And one, two, we want to leave you with for your bad day survival kit. Amen. We talk about a time of remembrance. Make sure you got a journal of stuff that God done brought you out of. Write it down. This is what the children of Israel did. Amen. They would, once a year, they would gather together and they would rehearse what God had did for them.
What God has done.
And that helps you get through your next season. Keep a journal. You ain't got to tell people about it. Keep a journal on your computer or keep a journal, amen, in your book or whatever. But keep, put it in your – that's another item to put in your bad day survival kit. Hallelujah. Because when those bad days come, you need a go-to thing where I go into that book and I can just read what God did for me and you can preach yourself happy, stuff that you're not going to tell me about. You ain't going to tell folk about. But you know stuff that God got you out of that you don't testify about. Hallelujah, right? Write that in your journal. Write it in your book. Amen. And rehearse it. Every time you get going through a situation, rehearse what God has brought you through, just like the children of Israel, and watch you get through that season. God bless you. Amen. We turn it back in the hands. Amen. And God, the overseer. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Amen. And Sister Ruth. God bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
thank you.
God, 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 God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah.
This will be a classic here. I started out laughing because I knew God had gave you that word. I was laughing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now
hallelujah.
My heart is full.
Hallelujah.
My heart is full right now.
I don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
he didn't
leave a stone unturned. Oh,
yes,
man, to preach this word today.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah, if you've been through anything,
that's right.
I can add to this here. All I can
yes, God.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for the sweat.
Yes,
thank
God.
You
yes,
for God. The tears. Thank you for the sweat. Thank you for the blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You for the lies. Thank you for the scams.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you
God.
For the ostracize, the criticize, the scrutinize.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For truly, I don't look like what I've been through.
That's
you
right,
have preached
Lord.
This word today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to have
thank
to give
Jesus.
These people your name because they don't want him to live with Democrats. God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Keep moving. Hallelujah. That's right. Keep moving.
Keep moving. That's what I got to do. Hallelujah, because I felt like giving up yesterday.
My God.
This word was for me. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
I felt
Jesus,
like saying, forget it.
Hallelujah, I'm going to do. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because you're hitting a moving target. Oh, God.
That's right. That's right.
You're saying to preach today. Nothing else Jesus. I can say, but yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord. I thank you for the word today, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I called Liberal Democrat late last night.
Jesus.
About 12 last night. The Lord put him in my spirit. Say, you
Hallelujah,
may not
Lord.
Make it back in time.
Jesus,
he said,
Jesus.
Call him, hallelujah, and he'll tell you, he on the line. About
yes,
12 last night, I said, can
Jesus,
you speak
Jesus.
Tomorrow?
Hallelujah.
I wasn't able to do no rebroadcast. And I said,
Lord,
Sister Ruby don't know how to open up the to do the rebroadcast. I ain't showed her that yet.
I will speak tomorrow.
And he said, yeah, glory to God.
Didn't know that
he would have to speak to my heart today. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Man, you done messed me up here today, but it's in a good way. It's in
because
a good way
of the anointing.
Come back.
The yoke is a strong.
Hallelujah. I'm fast on this
fast.
You know what? When you begin to fast, the attack of the enemy, it intensifies. It gets
That's
greater.
Right.
The
That's
fire
right.
gets turned up 7 times hotter when you're
That's
fasting.
Right.
When you're praying. See, the enemy know you're fasting. He know you're trying to kill this flesh.
My God.
Oh, but I thank God for the survival kit. I got no more fear.
That's right.
Thank God for that bag of tea. I'm that tea bag. Hallelujah. The longer you keep me in that hot water, the stronger I'm going to become.
Hallelujah.
I done came too far to turn around now.
That's right.
I done came too far to throw in the tower now. Hallelujah.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
I've been too far. I got to see what the end is going to be.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby, open up the lines. You done messed me up today.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Because of the anointing. Hallelujah. The yoke is destroyed, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
2 years we all have been through business. Hallelujah. 2 years every day.
Let him have his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All my assignment, all your assignment, hallelujah, God directed, didn't want to do it every day, but I guess what, something kept me going, hallelujah, when I thought about Jesus,
hallelujah, when I thought about his sacrifice,
hallelujah, that makes me get on this line every day.
When I think about the sacrifice,
when I think about the blood of Jesus,
hallelujah.
It moves me. I got to move. When the Lord get ready, you got to move.
That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Ruby, open up the lines. This man to mess me up here today.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. We got quite a few callers on. We got pastors and pastors. So if y'all can just hold on just a minute and the rest of the... We have about 3 new callers, and I want to go to them first.
Jesus.
What is going on?
Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
908-335. I'm coming to you, Prophet. I didn't get your last name.
Thank you.
Beattie, amen.
Bless your name, Prophet. Bless your Prophet Beattie.
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Amen.
Okay, go
That's
ahead.
Prophet Didi.
Okay.
Amen. Amen, bro. I thank the Lord, amen, for the leftovers. And I know I want to sell a piece of bread. I thank the Lord, man of God, because when you was talking about that stale bread, you know, penicillin comes from that molded stuff in Come the refrigerator. Now. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's
right, bro. I thought about it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, bro. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. That's a word right there. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, sir.
See that.
Fellow sinners, you're going to come from that molded food in the refrigerator.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thank God for the leftovers. The Bible says, amen, Jesus, how many baskets do you have? And the scripture said they have 12 baskets left. Come on, somebody. They had a fragment. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
By God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
I appreciate you, man of God. I thank you, man of God, for coming forward with the word. We just gave God the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And we thank
hallelujah.
You so much for tuning in. We're going, everybody, we have pastors. Our prophetess is on the line. Please hold on. I'm just going to the new callers that I can't remember. Okay, 678-6015.
Hello.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Tanya Caldwell. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
How you doing?
Thank you, Jesus. I am blessed, and highly favored of the Lord, and I would not accept nothing less than that. I thank God for being on the line on today. You know, when you say time of reflection, I was sitting back and I was listening, you know, to the man of God bring the word, and then it fell in my spirit that almost 2 years ago today, hallelujah, this is when I was introduced, you know, to this prayer line, praise God, you know, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, you know, and all the other wonderful men and women of God who have been on this line. And I was just sitting here, and when the man of God said, you know, you have to write down, you know, all the things that God has done for you, you know, so you can go back and reflect on it, you know, and see if that's what I do. But in my mental, I was sitting here thinking, I remember when I was on this line, and I was crying every day because I was searching for God, hallelujah, and I was chasing after God, and I was thirsting after God because, see, God was bringing me out of something. You know, so now, even today, I'm keeping it moving, praise God. And I was just telling somebody the other day that everybody always say, why me? Why me?
My
I think about
Lord.
The book of Job. But guess what? We got to keep it moving. And see, I thank God for his elevation, praise God. And as Sister, as Evangelist Bernard was talking about the fast, I remember the very first time I fasted was on this line almost 2 years ago. Praise God.
Right.
And from that fast, this is where God has brought me from. You know, so I thank God for just being on this line today. Praise God. I thank God, you know, for the energy, for the zeal that he has given Evangelist Bernard, even with this line, because I know it's a struggle. You know, sometimes you run across folks like me, because sometimes I don't want to listen. I just want to run. Praise God.
Yes.
But I just give all the honor to God.
Thank you, God, Jesus.
Be all the glory. And I just speak blessings on everyone on the line, including you, man of God. You brought that word on today. And see, basically, I just had to sit back because it was confirmation as to what God has already been telling me to tell his people, because don't nobody want to move. But it's time to keep moving.
Oh,
hallelujah. Mm. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Okay, good hearing your voice. God bless.
God bless you, Evangelist Caldwell. We just so, I tell you, she's right. She was one of the first few that started out the first week. She, Prophet Michael Lewis, and myself was long in line about the third day. Hallelujah. But, he talked about those left over. Hey, glory to
All
God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
All right, Holy
so Ghost. Thank God for you, Evangelist Caldwell. So good to hear you. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
Don't go to Pastor Hamilton.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hamilton?
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll come back to him. Let's see. I've done that one. Minister Aaron. And Mr. Aaron.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, that's Pastor Hamilton. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hello.
The Lord.
Go ahead. We're
Praise
here.
The
you.
Lord.
Go ahead.
Are we talk? Is this for, is somebody else or is Pastor Hamilton?
No, go ahead, Pastor Hamilton. Go
well,
ahead.
I'm sorry. You
well,
didn't
well, praise the Lord, family.
Hold on a minute. I thought Pastor Hamilton wasn't responded. Well, go ahead, Pastor Hamilton.
God bless you.
Bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you, man of God. You never cease to amaze me when I can get on here and catch that word coming from you, and I just thank God for you today. That guess what? We are need to get on the move and find Him. The word. What does the word tell us, man of God? That we should seek God while we can find Him.
Mm.
That means we got to get on the move. We got to get out there, and we got to start motivating and initiating ourselves to go out there and do what God has called us to do right now,
Hallelujah.
Woman of God, I pray for healing over your voice and over your throat for both of you guys. I hear it in your voices. I pray for complete healing of your vocal cords. I pray for complete healing of your voice right now in the name of Jesus, that by the stripes, by the blood is poured over you right now, and that you will speak clearly right now, immediately. Regain the strength of your voice in the name of Jesus. And family,
right.
I just want everybody to know I love you. I'm excited for Friday. Let's get ready to take it to another level because we're going to finish out principle one, changing the way we think. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you then.
Amen. Thank amen. Bless. That's our Provoke Fridays pastor and life coach, Pastor Edward Hamilton out of Houston, Texas. And by way of announcement, let me just throw this in here, Sister Ruben. You can go back to the switchboard. We're going to have our prophet Anthony Hill with us tomorrow, and he hosts a radio broadcast called Let the Prophet and the Prophetess Speak. Man of God, one of my homeboys out of Louisiana. Amen.
Yes,
He'll be speaking for us tomorrow. If you all are any of you all are on Facebook, you know Prophet Hill. Tune in tomorrow. He will be speaking for us. And again, we're still celebrating this month a time of reflection. And on Friday is Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton. And I don't know what his topic is going to be on Friday, but we're looking forward to go further and further as we celebrate this great milestone in our lives. Amen. Sister Ruby, you can go back.
Go back. I'm going to go back to Minister Aaron. But everybody on the line, please hold on because we got quite a few callers, and we're not neglecting you. We just want to get to the new ones. Where did I go? Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I appreciate that message. I kind of got on at the tail end. What he was talking about is the truth of leftovers.
Yes.
We got a lot of leftovers that in our lives that we need to God want to deal with us with our lives so as to go to that next level now.
Yes,
and that message was to me because what you were saying is true. We got to get ourselves focused and get right and get aligned with God and work because the enemy's attacking us. See, when you have a calling in your life, the enemy don't want you to go bring it.
Speak on that.
He wants you to.
Yes, sir.
He wants to mess up you. He wants to bring your past up and make you think you never going to do
nothing. That's right.
You got to keep going forward, not backwards, because the calling in your life is so heavy. You got to keep going forward, not backwards. You got to believe and trust in God, because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You're not pleasing people; you're pleasing God.
Yes,
when you're pleasing God, God gonna bring things is gonna happen, and the enemy know that you marked by God before the foundation. In Jeremiah, He knew who you was gonna be in your mother's womb.
That's right.
Enemy knew. So that's why he's fighting you to the day you die. He's going to fight you, but you don't take it to the next level what God wants you to do. That's all I want to say. And I appreciate what God's doing for you because you are a powerful man. They don't know what you done been through to get what God got you where you at. God about to do some things for you. I don't know what you're going through, but God told me to take it. Some things is about to come to pass strong in your life. You're going to be beating more time. And I'm just telling you before I let you go. God's been dealing with me the last time when I got on. But I had jumped off. I had nerves. That enemy was attacking my mind. Because y'all, big hitters was on that all-night prayer. But God put in my spirit to tell you, to let you know you're going to be in. God is finna bring up some more time. Wealthy people finna come in your life. I don't know what he's about to do this time next year. Something about to happen for you. And it's going to be
all right,
a big time that comes to your life. God told me to tell you that.
God bless
and
you.
And I love you, and God bless you, and keep up the good work. That's all
amen.
I can
say. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God keep moving. Yes, God. God got a thing to do. When we move, God bless us when we move. Ah! Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to Sister T a minute. We're going. She bet they've been on a while. We're going to get to the pastors and the vendors in just a minute. Sister T?
God
yeah,
bless
I just you. Praise and honor God for that word. I mean, that just really hit home with me. You know, I have been on this line for 2 years. And I
my
have Lord. The purpose. I know it's because it was something he was trying to teach me. And I, anybody who know me know I've been through a lot in the last few years. And
my God,
you
my
know,
God.
Recently, you know, it's been only 2 weeks, my mom. But I know that I am called
bless
my God. I know that
yes,
I'm just going to be honest with myself and God and y'all that, you know, since I found out what was going on with my mom, I just kind of put everything on hold to take
my
care
God,
of her.
My God.
Yes.
But I hear the Lord saying, okay, your mom is safe in heaven with me now.
All right.
What is your excuse now for not wanting to walk
what
out of her house and even attend services or even go anywhere or be around any people?
My
mom. Laying in the same spot in her bed that she passed in. And I know.
My Lord.
He don't want me to be stagnated. I know
that's
about
right.
leftovers. I know about being a leftover. I know about eating them. I know about all that.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm called for a purpose. So I just thank you because I heard the Lord say, don't go another day without calling because you didn't call on Monday and you didn't call on Tuesday. He said,
my Lord,
be calling today because I got a word for you. And I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Liberal Democrats, for allowing God to use you so mightily. I thank God for this broadcast. You guys know I love y'all so much. And I just thank God for that word because that was just, I'm sitting here bawling, crying because that's an eye-opening experience. And I really feel that I got fed what God wanted me to get fed. Thank you. I thank God that I'm a leftover. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now we're going to Brother Clarence.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Brother Clarence.
Okay, we'll keep it moving, Sister Ruby, please.
Move on, because I'll try to get back to him later. Sister Albertine, I'm going to get you in a minute. Sister Kim. Sister Kim.
Okay.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're going to Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, saints. How are you, Evangelist Bernard, Liberal Democrat?
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Sister Ruby. That right there, I'm going to tell you how many distractions came in on my phone, so I couldn't listen to that. About four distractions came in. But I'm going to tell you, that message, I'm going back and I'm going
to
listen to it over and over again.
That's one
that bad boy because it was powerful. And from what I heard about
YouTube.
Not giving up, I'm telling you, last night I was like, forget it, I'm going to give up. These deals are not going to come through. This is not. And the Lord was like, who are you believing, me or man? Who are you believing? And I got text messages that came through like, oh, don't worry, we're going to do this together. We're going to do that because you know how people come in and try to sabotage what God tries to put forth for you. I got major things on the table, but then here comes a little enemy. Here comes a little imps that try to deter you, try to distract you from what God has got for you. When God removed my home, my car, I was at Starbucks, and they came and took my car. You know, and I'm not afraid. I'll testify to this. And I'm like, Lord, okay, what's really going on? And he's like, I am removing things from you. So that when I give you the next level blessing and I restore your home, it's going to be your house, It's going to be your car. It's going to be your deal.
All right. All right.
Yours. So no one can come in and remove anything that I have given you. So I have to be broken so that God can rebuild me and bring me back in. And then the other day I was like, Lord, forget this. I'm giving up. I don't see. And he was like, what are you looking at? You're not supposed to search and see where it's going to come from. Your job is to have faith and believe and trust in me. That's it. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, you're supposed to be worshiping me and praising me. You see, worship, give me praise. Go out and tell other people. Be happy. Be joyful. Command your day in the morning. Speak those words that aren't as though they were. Stay on the battle, press. And that's what I get from pressing. You have to press through by speaking words, speaking it into the atmosphere, declaring it, decreeing it, speaking it, commanding it, and it shall come to pass because the enemy is steady at work. But God says, I am for you. Who can be against you? So I thank you for that word of God. Thank you for being obedient. It was powerful. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I'm back home. I'm glad I'm back home. I'm perfect. I'm back home. And I'm glad I'm being fed. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you. I receive every bit of it. Thank you.
We're so glad the Lord is back, Sister Albertine. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis. I know you've been waiting a little while, but your line is open, darling. Prophetess.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. It was worth the wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, well, maybe time they get to me, I won't be crying, and I'll be all right. So time you got to me, I think I'll be able to talk straight. Hallelujah. I thank God because the table was set on today.
Yes.
Those leftovers was good. I just thank God for the man of God that brought forth the word on today. Thank God for what he has done on today. I thank God for the move. I thank God that Pastor Bernard, that you didn't give up, that you kept on going on. I thank God that you set the table every day, and you get such excellent speakers. I just thank God I come to the table every day ready to eat, and I thank God I have never been disappointed. I've been always encouraged. I tell you, deliverance have took place in my life, but today... Democrat, I don't even know what to say. On today,
my God,
have went higher in the Lord. To God be the glory. Continue letting the Lord use you. Continue letting the Lord do what he wants to do through you. And I tell you, deliverance took place. Healing took place on today. Strength took place on today.
God has
used you in like a fivefold ministry. God has used you in so many ways on today. You have done so much on today. You be encouraging. You continue to press. And you continue to know you may be a leftover, but watch what God is going to do. He's going to show your enemies and make them your footstool. He's going to show them who you are. And you will be well known. And you will be blessed because you are already blessed. So I just thank God for you, and there's so much I could say, but I'm just going to say thank you, Jesus, for the word on today. Thank you, Jesus, for this broadcast. I just thank God for this family. I just thank God for my newfound family. Y'all have been a blessing to me. I say keep on pressing. Keep on pressing, Pastor Bernard. Keep on going forth in the Lord. And
that's
I thank God for each and every one of you. I love y'all. God bless. I'm looking forward to tomorrow and Friday also.
Little Democrats said we got to feed some people with that leftover.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
He fed us today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. It's a blessing.
Keep it moving.
All right, Holy Ghost.
God bless. We're going to go back to Brother Clarence a minute, and then we'll hit Prophet Michael Davis. Brother Clarence.
Amen. Woo, Jesus.
Brother Clarence.
My Lord.
What a word.
Okay, we're gonna go in here to Prophet Michael Davis. Praise the Lord, Prophet.
Praise the Lord. Give God the glory. God bless you, liberal Democrat. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard and I were talking before the broadcast, and the Holy Ghost began to talk about that we're actually free, and how all we have to do is just receive it and keep going forward.
Yes, God.
God had already given her that word, and liberal Democrat,
right.
God used you to confirm that word,
confirm
that that's the instruction of the Lord. And I just really feel that a lot of people out there need to realize that Jesus on the cross has set us free.
That's right.
From past sin, from present sin, from future sin, and all bondage. We have been set free, not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus has done on the cross.
All right.
Along
Hallelujah.
The journey,
Hallelujah.
Yes, there will be attacks. Mm. There will be stumbling
Come
blocks.
On.
But that does not negate what has been done.
Yes.
That's right.
That does not change what has been done. Every generational curse has been broken because we come in under the blood. See, when Jesus hung on the cross, he took the curse of the law for us. And so because he took the curse upon himself, we're deemed blessed.
Uh-huh.
And all we have to do is repeat what Jesus has said, that we are blessed. In the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed in our storehouse, we're blessed in our basket, we're blessed when we come in, we're blessed when we go out, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed all over.
Thank you, Jesus.
And all nations shall call us blessed. Why? Because he said we're blessed after the order of the Abrahamic covenant. And that covenant was established by faith, not by works, but by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All we have to do is proclaim what Jesus has already done. We are in Christ. So since we're not in ourselves, we don't walk after ourselves, we don't do anything for ourselves. Without Christ, we can do nothing. So we're in Christ. And since we're in Christ, and Christ has made us free, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Free indeed.
All right. All right.
So I just want to remind you that you're already free. You don't have to try to work for it. You don't have to try to rebuke devils. When Christ have made you free, you are free
indeed.
My God, from glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. So I just thank God. Ah, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God. People of God, I just want to encourage you to let you know you're free. You know, you're free. You're free. You are free. You are free. Free. You are free.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Walk in your freedom. Walk in liberty. Walk in it because it's already been paid for.
Hallelujah.
It's already been paid for.
That's right.
Jesus has done all the work. We can can we do anything? What can we do? He said without him we can do nothing.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So I just thank God for the opportunity to share that and to hear the confirming word that liberal Democrat was declaring. All you got to do from this point forward is to go forward.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Don't look back. Just go forward.
Amen. That's right.
My God, my God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Just go forward. Because, see, you can't do anything about 5 minutes ago. So don't look back now. Don't look back at any mistakes. Don't look back at anything the enemy has done. We're not glorifying the enemy. We're glorifying Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So remember, Jesus paid it all.
That's right.
Unto him I owe.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Anybody else, Sister Ruby? Amen. Thank you, Prophet Davis.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Kim?
Now we're going to let Sister Ruby have a final remark, and then we go back to our speaker, and he can do it.
final remarks and closing.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Brother Clarence, maybe answer. Brother Clarence? Okay.
Amen.
Sister, let me go here. Sister Dawn?
Yeah.
Okay. We got everybody on, quite a few had to get off, but we praise the Lord for them. The word was just all minister, and it was just a blessing that when Jesus got a word for his people, he gave it to you. And it
yes, God.
Touched my heart and head and mind and say, Lord, this is the path. Look forward because you got to feed other people, and that's all about
that's
call you witnessing for Jesus in the right
that's
frame
right.
of mind. And the stand anointing, you were anointed today. You know, every it was the anointing that poured out today. It was just awesome. So I just thank you for
God bless
allowing
you. Hallelujah.
The Lord to use you and be obedient to what he
that's
wants
right, Holy Ghost.
People on this earth, his royal family. Okay, Evangelist Bernard, you want to go back or I'm going to give it back to Minister Democrat?
Yes, Minister Democrat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Somebody said iron sharpened iron. All right, well,
Democrat, we had quite a few on the line, and they dropped off at about 20, 21.
Amen, amen. They got some thawing out to do because, amen, they got some folk to feed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God knows, amen to God. We've been sitting in the refrigerator, amen to God. And then the man of God came on, and he said, even if it get rotten, amen.
Yeah.
It can still use that. Somebody said, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
Come out of Nazareth.
Hallelujah. Amen. And many of us think that we sow whatever, but God can use anything.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Anything he wants to use, he can use it, and he can turn it around. Like I said again, amen, the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, which was a type of sin, when they came out of Egypt, amen, the stuff that they went through and they had, the men of God said, bring it in the church. Amen. So those that are still listening, amen to God, just give it to Jesus. And he's gonna that's a rhema word for somebody, that God is going to take the stuff that you came out of Egypt with, that you came out of those situations with, and if you bring it to God and bring it in the church, he's going to use it for something different into the kingdom. Into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. God is going to use it for his glory. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And we just got to bring it there. Amen. No more being these shoplifters. Amen. God is tired of us shoplifting, taking stuff that don't belong to us. Amen. It's time to empty out our spiritual pockets. Hallelujah. It's time to give up. Because like, amen to God, you know, it don't belong to you. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Those shoplifters, if they get caught and whatnot, and then they start grabbing the stuff out of their pockets. You know, like little kids when they're stealing gum and their mama, and then their mama said, what's that? Put that back. And then they say, where did you get that gum from? And the store clerk to catch them. And they say, that ain't mine. And he said, exactly. It don't belong to you. So why, as saints of God, are we continuously grabbing stuff that don't belong to us?
It
this hurt,
belong,
this pain. Hallelujah. All of this stuff, God said, bring it all, right? We talk about bringing everything into the storehouse. Amen to God. Don't just bring your money into the storehouse. Hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. Leave it there. Bring everything. Hallelujah. Your burdens, your weight, every single thing. Bring it into the store. Don't worry about how God going to fix it. Just bring it to him. Just give it to him because, amen to God, God ain't going to bless you if you're a thief. If you're going to continue to steal stuff, and keep it for yourself. When God said, give it to me, and you walking around and you holding it, amen, you a thief in the sight of the Lord. They say, well, a man robbed God. Hallelujah, right? Amen to God. We use that scripture for tithes a lot, but amen, what about other things? Will a man rob God? If God said it belongs to me, why are you taking it? If God said a battle was mine, why are you taking it? Right? Hallelujah. If God said this pain, this hurt, this situation that you're going through right this second, if he said, give it to me and you're taking it back, amen. Hallelujah. You become a thief. Somebody said, I'm not going to be a thief tonight. Hallelujah.
I'm
going to
be a thief tonight.
Amen. Amen. I'm giving it back. I'm giving it back. Amen. If you give it back, he won't arrest you, right?
Sometimes the store owner be like, if you just give it back, I'm gonna let you off with a warning. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to allow you back in the store to shop. Hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. Amen to God. So, but if you give it back, amen, amen, amen. God will bless you on this line. Amen. If you just give it back, when you hang up this phone, amen to God. This, amen to God, is when you start that rhema word. This is when you start, amen, unpacking. This is when you begin to unfold this message. Amen to God. Amen. Don't just listen to it today. Listen to it tomorrow. Listen to it the next day. Amen. Throw it out. Amen to God. God's got rhema word for you. Amen to God. This is your time. Amen to God. Amen. The leftovers is what's going to say. Just like you keep listening to these messages in the archives, amen to God, you're going to be used. You are left over for a reason. You didn't give up for a reason. You could have committed suicide. You could have left the church. You could have been dead, but God left you behind for a reason. Amen. You got to feed somebody. You that thing in the back of the refrigerator that people forgot. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And then when they find it, they're like, I know this can't be no good now, but then when you open it up, hallelujah, I can use this to make my food. Hallelujah. This is what I've been looking for. Somebody, amen to God, amen, has been assigned to you and received this. This is why you're going through what you are. Somebody has been assigned to you. Amen to God, amen, to watch you, because they're going through some of the same stuff, but they don't know you. They haven't talked to you, but they're watching you. Amen to God. And you are encouraging them. You are feeding them how you are. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you. Amen. So, hallelujah. We hope that we said something today. Amen. That blessed somebody. Amen. Amen. Definitely, amen to God. Those of you that have Twitter, amen. New Destiny 54. Amen. Follow this ministry. Amen to God. New Destiny 54. Amen. That's on Twitter. Amen. And retweet some of the stuff. Amen. Get the word out. Amen to God. And that, amen to God, that you, amen to God, are a leftover, and that you are going to be the one that's used. Amen to God. We're looking around for heroes and role models, but at the end of the day, it's in that mirror. Amen. God's going to use you. Amen. To do what he need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, those of you that got Twitter, that's New Destiny 54. Amen. Follow this ministry. Amen to God. And watch God bless. Amen to God. You know, just like you sowed into this ministry and whatnot with your prayers. Amen to God. And by calling in, watch God bless you, because now you done got something. Now you've been commissioned. God said, well, you didn't know, you wasn't responsible. But now that you know, you've been commissioned. They said, I'm a leftover. Amen to God. Now, he said, go into all the world, right? Amen to God. Commissioning us. Amen. Elder Burns reminded us the other day. He said, amen, we're not saved just to be saved, but we're supposed to be witnessing. Amen. How many chances have you got to witness that? Amen. Somebody, the rapture could come tomorrow. The Lord could come tomorrow. Have I told somebody about Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
amen,
awesome.
Amen.
You
so
want to close this out with
so
prayer?
Democrat. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, even now, God, hallelujah, we ask right now that you begin to bless each and every soul on this line, God. Touch them name by name, God. Go in their houses, God. Go in their phones, their laptops. Go in their iPads, God. Find them, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, stir up that gift that's within them, God. Hallelujah. That they can make a difference, oh God, in their home, in their congregation, and on their prayer line, God. Let this word be in them, oh God. This day, God, that they can activate, amen to God, that ministry that's within them, God. We pray this prayer right now, God, that your name will get the glory, God. Hallelujah. We pray this prayer right now, God, that whatever that unspoken request is, God, at the hair on our head is numbered. God, you know the need of each and every soul on this phone line. Hallelujah. You know the need of each and every soul that's listening online right now. You know the need of each and every soul that's listening in the archives. Whenever they listen to it, find them, God. Hallelujah. And let them know, God, that whatever they went through, you need it, God, in the church. Hallelujah. That testimony needs to be said, God. That life needs to be lived. We speak that right now, that you find them and you give them courage, not by power, nor by might, but God,
thank
by
you,
your spirit.
Hallelujah.
We ask you bless each and every soul in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Savantis, did
God
you have
bless any? You. No, God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Tune in early if you can. We're going to have Prophet Anthony Hill with us.
All right.
That's the prophet, and the prophet is speak tomorrow. Tune in early. and you'll be able to hear the message. Tomorrow is the first time he's here with us. So we ask
all right.
you to please tune in and support us. Amen. God bless you all. Bless you, Liberal Democrat. I tell y'all.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Go back.
Amen. Get you some water, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you. I'm going to have to. I got another hour to go. Bye-bye.
God
all
bless.
Right. God bless you.
We
join you fast.
We thank
Hallelujah.
In the chat 1549 for joining us on the Block Talk Radio. We're so blessed and honored. So I'm going to close out with I Am by Eddie.
Too hard. I am the shepherd and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your redeemer, the beginning and the end. I I'm
I Am by Eddie James. God bless. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a blessed day.